The Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN is presented by Budget Lumber. Striving to be lumber one.
Another candidate interview this morning, talking to a Democratic candidate for State Senator Kat Stone, who joins us. Good morning. Thanks for being on.
Thank you for having me, Kyle.
So tell folks a little bit more about your background, maybe occupationally.
I've been a registered nurse for about 30 years. I worked for Roseburg Forest Products from 8/23/76 until June of 87. And during that time that I worked at the mill, I worked evenings and took classes, one class every term for 9 years until I was able to quit the mill and go to school full time.
And talk about your kind of involvement around Douglas County and some things in the community.
Well, I've not really, I wasn't politically active until about 6 years ago, when I started to question whether my government was really working for me. And I started attending the county commissioner meetings every week. I attended the Parks Advisory Board every month, and I went to the Planning Advisory Committee meeting. And the commissioners started having Monday morning workshops. And those workshops had very little on the way of telling you what was on the agenda. And then the minutes would tell you almost nothing. So I started going every Monday morning at 8:30 and recording their workshops. So I became an asset to other advisory groups because I knew what was going on.
And talk
and
about
I shared.
Yeah, talk about deciding to run for state senator.
Well, a lot of people don't know what happened in 1990, and in 1990, private timber got their property taxes cut 95%, and they got harvest severance cut almost 100%. And harvest severance is a tax that is collected from private timber in California at 3.5%, Idaho 3.5%, and Washington 5%. In 1990, Oregon had a harvest severance of 6.5%, and the legislators up there gave it away. And Tim Freeman has been telling me for 5 years that the only way to change it is to do it in the legislature. And I don't see where my opponent is going to do it, because he takes a lot of money from Wall Street timber.
So talk about maybe other offices you've served in politically, nonprofit, things like that.
I ran for the transportation district the first year that it came up when the county gave it up, and I got the second highest number of votes out of a field of, I think, 14. And I had to run again 6 months later, and I won my seat again. So I also serve on the Roberts Creek Budget Committee, which is my area.
And what are, you mentioned timber, what are some of the big issues that drive your campaign, maybe things you think the legislature should be doing?
Well, I think that we need to work on reversing that decision on harvest severance that happened in 1990, when they told us that there was a bird involved that cost the communities money. It wasn't really the bird. The bird only represented 25% of what we lost. 75% of what southwestern Oregon lost was because we gave away property taxes and we gave away harvest severance. And there are other people working on that, and I look forward to going up there and working with them and getting our bounty back into southwestern Oregon.
What about the legislature this year? I mean, with COVID-19 and everything, there's a lot of stresses on the state budget. How do you feel the legislature should be reacting to that?
Well, this is the kind of solution. I'm really angry with them for giving away one of the most important incomes that the state had. Between property tax loss of $50 million a year and the harvest severance loss of another $50 million a year, we would be doing very much better if they had fixed that. And they need to enact that. I don't know. We can't do anything about how broke this state is if we don't fix what they did.
for being a member of the legislature, what would you look forward to along with that issue, just in terms of trying to get involved in a lot of other areas as well, serve on committees, things like that?
Well, I'm not an experienced politician, and I'm not sure what committees I would like, and I do know that I want to look into the Water Committee. And other than that, as a freshman senator, I don't have a lot of ideas of where I should go. I'm sure somebody will.
If people are listening right now, having just gotten their ballot in the past few days, to kind of sum it up, why would you ask them to vote for you?
Because I know that there is a solution, and I know what the history of the economy of southwestern Oregon is, because I've lived here for 65 years. And I remember growing up in the 70s how well we had it. And we lost that in 1990, and Dallas isn't going to do anything about fixing it, but I will.
Kat Stone, Democratic candidate for State Senate, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you, Kyle.
837 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.